now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and this is a very special program, and I think you're going to enjoy it. This morning we're going to talk about some issues that I think you'll be interested in. First of all, I want to mention that I have a brand new service, and it is, you can actually talk to me online. You can chat with me online, you know, by back and forth with the keyboard, or you can actually talk to me on the telephone. And I'm going to tell you more about this really wonderful new program, that this new service that I'm offering. But first, I want to deal with today's issue, and that is, what do I see? I, meaning a person who has been, well, observing the scene for many, many years, and who has been on the air talking about people, about families, about people's problems, and about society now for over 20 years. So, what do I think are the big issues facing people today? And that's what I'm going to talk about right now. First of all, big issue. People are not going with their gut. They are listening to what other people tell them to do or to think. They look to advisors of all kinds instead of trusting their intuition, instead of going with their gut, instead of doing what they know deep down in their heart of hearts is right. That is a big problem nowadays. You see it everywhere, but particularly you see it with families. First of all, you see it with parents who every little thing that occurs, they rush off to some expert. And before you know it, it's a big deal. Where a lot of times a good grandmother or a good aunt, a good Dutch uncle, you know, someone that's been around for a long time and knows a lot about life and about and has common sense, why they would be able to look at that and say, you know, when you were a little girl, some, you know, 30 years ago, you had the same thing and blah, 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 and just it could be handled so easily. But instead, every little thing, they fret, the parents fret and fret. See, they don't have faith. They don't trust their intuition. Now, part of it is also the fact that people are a bit impractical nowadays. You know, if you grow up on a farm, if you have to raise your own food and milk the cows and, you know, mend fences, and if you grew up doing those sorts of things, knowing how to put food up and can vegetables and fruit and things like that, if you knew all that kind of stuff, then you'd be more acquainted with life. But as it is, most of us grow up in a kind of a plastic environment in the city, and so we don't know a lot of things. But I still think the biggest problem, the number one problem today, is that people do not trust their own intuition. They doubt themselves and they look to experts. Now remember who these experts are. They are strangers. They are strangers. And they may or may not know what they're doing. See? And even if technically what they say is correct, they may apply it incorrectly. Or it may not apply to your family situation. So I want to talk a little bit more about this after we return from this very important announcement. This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense Broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. My name is Roland, and I have this wonderful program, this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Sunday morning program, which for some of you could be a godsend. Now, we're talking about people today and how they are lost and how they are misguided and how they are foolish and make foolish mistakes. So, one thing is that we don't trust what we know in our heart. Instead, we look to experts. We don't trust our gut. We don't trust our intuition. See? We look to other people. Now, you know, it's one thing to look to your, you know, to ask your friends, or you know how kids are subject to the peer group, and then they kind of do what the peers are doing. You know, I understand all of that. But something even more than that today is that you have adults that rush to experts for every little thing, instead of applying their God-given common sense and intuition to it. Now, as an example, I was reading the other day, I went to, because I have a special interest in marriage and in families and relationships. I wrote a great book, incidentally, called My Husband and I Argue All the Time. And what it is, it's a book of time-tested principles to apply to help heal relationships, heal marriages. But I have a special interest in marriages. Now, I read an article by a person who is a marriage and family counselor who teaches. And, you know, he's been at this for, I don't know, 20, 30 years. He actually teaches, new marriage and family counselors or therapists or whatever they are. And he said, he wrote an article. It was something like caution, marriage and family therapy may be hazardous to your marriage. Something like that was the title of the. And then he went into how people have been led astray. Is a lot sometimes even encouraged to get divorced. You know. By people, so-called experts, who really, many times don't know what they're doing. And it was a very enlightening article, and I suspect that it's true because I remember in my own mom and my stepfather. To make a long story short, decent guy, and she was a nice lady. But they had some issues, as everyone will have issues. So she went off to some counselor at the university, and because she was taking some classes at the university, she went to a university counselor. Now, this university counselor was a young person, probably still wet behind the ears, probably in her early 20s. I doubt if this counselor even had, was even married or had kids of her own. And my mother went to her, and then basically what this counselor advised her to do was to get a divorce and, to find herself, you know. So she flat out encouraged her to get a divorce. Well, my mother got divorced. Everything went to rack and ruin after that. The family fell apart. Their finances were destroyed. Together they had something. Separated, they had nothing. Their health deteriorated, and it was from that moment on, it was nothing but tragedy. See, whereas we kids were saying, "Mom, you know, we knew what was going on. We said he's not a bad guy. Just just be happy with a lot of other things. Be happy to be with us and go out and have lunch and go for walks." And she didn't have to work either. He was a good provider. Yeah, but after they divorced, she had to work. She had to go to work, even though she had arthritis. But then she couldn't work because she was disabled. Everything went from bad to worse. Bad to worse. So my piss, you got to trust your gut. Okay, now, what other things do I see today that are problems? Well, I think that may be the heart of the matter. See, a lot of other things that are happening nowadays with families, between husbands and wives and couples, and between parents and kids and parents. Many of the other things that are happening could easily be dealt with if these most fundamental things were, ironed out. So that's number, so I would say that's number one. Okay, now, having said that, let's take a little, let me change gears here for just a moment. And let's talk about husbands and wives, okay? Now, one of the things that I see, what are some of the things that I see that people are having issues with or are not doing right? Well, the first thing that I see is that men don't quite realize how important their role is, how important it is to be father and husband. See, and a father and husband has a very special role. He stands in for God in the eyes of the child. He's head of household. He's supposed to be the Moses of the family. That's right. Now, does that mean that father, you remember the program like There's No Knows Best, for example, back in the old 50s, you saw those fathers and they wore a business suit and they maybe wore a hat when they went out, and they came home and they read the paper and they were very proper and they dressed properly and they were polite and they never used bad words. And they were very, very conservative in how, I don't mean politically conservative necessarily, but I mean conservative in the way they lived, very conservative, very, almost proper. You could almost say it, they were old sticks in the mud. That's an old expression for being somebody that's kind of, like a homebody, somebody that just stays home and doesn't do, is not with it and cool and everything, just kind of old fashioned and, Does that mean that that's the way fathers ought to be? Well, frankly, yes. Father is supposed to be, he's supposed to be calm. And he's, when everybody else is getting all emotional and excited about something, he's supposed to be reasonable and calm. And he's supposed to be proper. He shouldn't have any bad habits. No drinking, no smoking, no gambling, no swearing. He's supposed to be very, very proper. Yes, that's the way fathers are supposed to be.
Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love, and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's R-O-L-A-N-D, T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Now, can you see? Now, look. Look. Okay, first of all, let me say something else. But does that mean that Father has to be mean or hard-nosed, or that he has to be, mean? No, not at all. He can have a twinkle in his eye, and he can be a lot of fun to be around. See? But just proper, that's all. For example, let's take the example of old Kris Kringle. Now, do any of you remember the movie The Miracle on 34th Street? Do you remember that movie? I bet some of you don't. You're too young. If you don't, you really ought to see it. It's around quite a bit. You see, it's in the libraries, and it's easy to get on the internet and so forth. Miracle on 34th Street. Make sure you get the original version. Hollywood always remakes movies, and the new ones are never as good as the original. Now, the original version had Natalie Woods in it, and forget who the other people were. John Payne, was it? I can't remember. Not John Wayne, but John Payne, I think. Nice young man. And I can't remember the name of the actor. I can't remember his name, but he played Kris Kringle. Now, Kris Kringle thought that he was Santa Claus, and he was a Santa Claus for Macy's, you know, and was in the Macy's parade and all. That's what it's all about. But all I want to make you aware of is that his character, Kris Kringle, that was an old gentleman. He had he looked like Santa Claus. He had the white hair and the beard and everything, and he wore a nice suit with a vest, and a tie, and he was an elderly gentleman, and he was very proper. What do I mean by very proper? He always did what was right. He was honest. He told the truth. He didn't drink, he didn't smoke, he didn't gamble, he didn't swear, he didn't use any bad words whatsoever. He was always proper. Okay? But he was fun to be around. And you'll see, if you watch the movie, you'll see he was a lot of fun to be around. He liked to play games, play with the kids. He'd get down on the floor and he would play with them. He was a really neat guy. See, the kind of guy you want to be around. And he had a twinkle in his eye. Okay? But he was proper. Okay? Well, that's the way dads are supposed to be. And yes, of course, dads have to be no nonsense at times. Dad is supposed to be the authority. He's not a pal. Although, he can have a lot of fun with the kids, of course. But he is dad, after all. Okay? And as a husband, he's supposed to have wisdom, and he's supposed to have understanding, and he's supposed to have love. Now, another thing that people don't know anything about is about love. They do not know what love is all about. They just do not know what love is all about. And for that reason, maybe they know deep down in their heart, but let me give you a couple of hints, see? And that's why there's so much confusion about it, and men become confused as to how they're supposed to be. See, love is not being all support. Love is not necessarily nice. It's not sportive. It's not ego-supportive. It's not condescending. See, it's not enabling. See? It doesn't make excuses for you and feel sorry for you. See? None of that. Nor is it just a physical thing. It's not sex. It's not just giving people chocolate and candy and flowers. See? Or it's not sensuous. Nothing like that. That doesn't mean that people can't be affectionate with each other, married people. Of course. But all I'm saying is that love, what is love? Love is patience, okay? And it is correction, okay? And it is, and it has reason and love and wisdom and kindness in it. But also it can be firm. I'll be right back. Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, Director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding.
I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, you would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Now, love, real love, with reason, love with reason, love with truth, truth with love, love with patience, is an authority, and it's really not from us. It comes from us, through us, from God. And it's dad's job and husband's job to have love. And if he does, then he will set a good example. He will be patient. He will be long-suffering. He will be kind. See? But he will also stand for what's right. He will stand for principle. See? And so, having this great inner bond with principle, with what he knows is right in his heart. See, now there you have the two coming together. Earlier I said that our problem nowadays is that we don't do what we know in our heart. We don't trust our gut. We don't trust our intuition. We don't trust what we know deep down, what we wordlessly know. Instead, we listen to other people. So there you see the problem. If father is unprincipled, see, if father does not have a bond with what he knows in his heart, if he doesn't even know what's right, but he looks to other people, then he will become very misguided. He will think that love is supportive and sweet and nice and enabling and, you know, that kind of stuff. He'll think that's what love is. Then he'll think that he will try to be that way. In other words, he'll try to be more like his wife, or he'll think that if he stands for what's right, and sometimes has to be a little bit no-nonsense about things, he'll think, well, if I do that, then I'll be mean, and I won't be popular. And so he throws in the towel, and he just lets his wife take charge. Now, in every family, there's, you know, if nobody's in charge, then there's a vacuum, a power vacuum, and then she'll step in and take over. She'll be in charge. See? But... see, maybe she's a nice lady, maybe she's not, but let's say she's a nice lady. Well, number one, she won't appreciate the fact that she has to do his job. She won't appreciate that. She'd rather he did his job. Secondly, the kids will see that father is weak, that he's wimpy, that he's that he himself is like a big kid, see? They'll see that she's in charge, so they'll gravitate toward her. She's the authority, and they will think that her kind of love, see, is what love is all about. Now, her love is very, very wonderful, especially for the little tiny children. It's very good. Little tiny children need a supportive, ego-supportive and nurturing love. That's what little tiny children need. But then the father becomes very important. Father's job is to wean, you know, the kids, wean their little egos very ever so slowly, ever so gently from ego supportive love, so that they can grow to be strong and independent and mature young people. You see how he helps? He has a very important role.
So he has to stand as kind of a counterpoint to worldly love. When you go out in the world, what's love all about? It's all about drugs. It's all about sensuality. It's all about music and all that kind of stuff. See how Father is very, very important?
Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did.
Well, I didn't even talk about my new service. Go to my website, coachroland.com. Go to coachroland.com, C-O-A-C-H-R-O-L-A-N-D. And then click on one of my blogs. And I can't tell you which one to click on, but just click through the different blogs and you'll see the link. You'll see the link. How to get in touch with me and chat live online, or talk via the telephone or by email. Okay? Chat, phone, or email. And I will be there to help you. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, may God bless.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.